The last three flights had a moon buggy. That machine you see on the right, we call it the moon jalopy. Great, great vehicle. And those astronauts loved it. You know, you can imagine, here we are, Corvette drivers. Well, now they get to drive a vehicle on the moon's surface. And they had a ball. And here's a typical drive by John Young, and Charlie Duke is running the commentary. Here we go.
Man, you're really bouncing.
10 miles an hour, top speed. Rough terrain up there. That's the commander speaking, of course. He's in charge. But they had a ball. The dust was everywhere, by the way, all over their clothes, all over the seats. Never could conquer the dust. And that was the... we didn't know what was going on in the press room. Nobody told us they were going to do this. So they, you know, sort of did it themselves. But it worked out fine. They came home safely. But you come up and you'll see the dust coming off those wheels. Those are wire wheels. Yep. Successful Indy 500 on the moon. I talked to Shepard a lot about the moon flight because he was the guy I spent the most time with, had been there. And, you know, he had been through Mercury and he'd watched all the other guys fly and so forth. And I asked him, I said, what do you remember about? And, you know, he told me, he says, it's difficult because it went so fast. And all of them say that we were so busy, you know, running down the list and talking to mission control. It's hard to remember the experience. But he said, there is one event that I remember. He said, I got up the second morning and looked out the window in that spacecraft and saw the Earth, and I could cover it up with my thumb. I could cover up Earth with my thumb. And he said, I realized I was 240,000 miles away from my planet. And he said, that was a memorable event for me. And he said, a lot of other guys had a similar experience, realizing how far they were away. I have to show you this clip, and this was another one of those deals where we had no idea that this was going to happen. And it was somewhat difficult to explain for the press because we told them they were up there working very hard, studying things, scientific. And this is Cernan. Jack Schmidt. One-sixth gravity. Can you imagine what Sherrod and Shepard said when they heard one of their colleagues is skipping on the moon? That made some interesting comments at the splashdown party, I can assure you that. Cernan had a problem getting rid of that comment for a long time. This was the critical part of that mission, and we had never seen a liftoff live until Apollo 17. What they did, they parked the moon buggy about 200 yards away from the spacecraft. And on that moon buggy was a television camera. And a guy in mission control could control it with a joystick. And he basically lined the camera up, and we got to see liftoff from the moon, Apollo 17, the first time. I'm telling you guys and gals, that was a wake-up call because you got to understand, we didn't have a backup rocket at the Cape to go get these guys. There was no capability of, in lunar orbit to come down and pick them up and take them home. They were totally dependent on that little rocket engine and that lunar module, upper stage. And it had worked previously, and this was the last mission. As we watched that, I remembered that we had prepared three news releases. One, all three astronauts returned safely. Second release, one astronaut returned safely, two are lost. Third release, all three astronauts are lost, either on the moon or in lunar orbit. And those briefings, those three briefings, were taken all the way to the White House. The president was prepared, administrator of NASA, Deke Slayton in charge of the astronaut corps were prepared to deal with a catastrophe like that. But, you know, we put 27 astronauts up there, 12 of them walked on the moon, and we were very fortunate, ladies and gentlemen, not to have a serious problem in lunar orbit. But that was a big deal, that particular flight. Here we go. It goes straight up like an elevator. They're standing up in that spacecraft. They only get about a G and a half on liftoff. And that puts them in lunar orbit. They dock with their mothership. The third guy's up there, and they come home. And that was great to see. But it was a real experience for us to watch that live. And so the last man to walk on the moon was Gene Cernan in 1972. We haven't been back. Nobody's gone out of Earth orbit since then. And we were very fortunate to bring all those fellows home.